Imagine. News Center's Julie Gay has more on that.
That was the sound 70 years ago that would let you know to get out of the way or help is on the way.
These old fire trucks were way ahead of the times, back in the teens and the 20s, and they represented the best of the automotive industry.
Carter collects old fire trucks and restores them. While some people may say these trucks need a lot of work, you might hear Carter say they need a lot of love.
Most of the people that work on them lose track of how much time it takes, but it's a major effort, something you really couldn't afford to do if you didn't have people that loved it.
That love can translate into 3,000 man hours of hard work and $25,000 to put a truck in its original condition.
This is the oldest engine here, built in 1919. It was so hard to steer, it took two men to turn the wheel, and it was also rather loud.
These trucks are in storage now, as local folks who have formed a museum group look for a museum building to put them in. They say keeping these trucks is a way of preserving history and art. In Shreveport, Julie Gay, News Center 6 Night Watch.